99.1, 99.1, 92.3 is FM Talk.
Broadcasting live at the grand opening of the Valleywide Country Store in Yerington, 15 U.S. Highway 95 alternate, easy to get to, and it's in Yerington, so definitely fill up your gas tank, gas at $3.87 a gallon. That's what Gas Buddy says. And there's a $3.99 down the road there. So I'm here with everybody in Yerington knows you. We're standing here during the news, and people are walking by. Hey, Micah. Hey, Micah. And yeah. Micah's pointing out, oh, I built this building over here, and I put out a fire here. Oh, my gosh. Everybody knows you, my friend. Everybody.
Yeah, I grew up out here, and these are all my friends and neighbors.
Well, it's awesome to hear that you stayed in town. You're a young guy. Young guys nowadays, they move out of the little town.
Yeah.
That's killing a lot of small towns in America,
right?
Places like Kansas. But Micah Triplett is running for office, Lyon County Commissioner, District 5.
Yes, sir.
He has never run for office before, so I take it you're not a politician.
Not at all. I'm a public servant, though. I care about people. But politics is it's something we all engage in, 100%. But to say I'm a politician would be an inaccurate description of who I am. I'm a public servant, and that shows in just how I interact with people.
Your first race, why? Why are you running for the Lyon County Commission?
You know, I felt a calling to do it. First off, when I'd seen Mr. Hockaday was going to step down, and I'd been doing a lot with the Chamber of Commerce as the president, trying to coordinate our community here better. And we have. We've had some great successes bringing the Main Street Committee, the Chamber of Commerce, and the City of Yerington together. And it dawned on me, you know, our communities could do this countywide. There's no reason to silo Yerington and Smith Valley and Fernley and Dayton and Stagecoach and Silver Springs. We have all these wonderful communities all doing things in the right direction. And now if we could just collaborate together, we can develop a common mission and vision for the whole county to do things. And I know that these are efforts that are already underway from current politicians, but it's a real passion for me to bring people together and get work done.
How is the Lyon County Commission doing, and what would you change with it?
I think the commission's actually doing a great job. Personally, I know that there's some frustrated folks, but I think that comes with politics too. They're bringing in projects that actually will help with economic diversification, but they're not just bringing them in all willy-nilly. They're paying close attention. We have a couple of commissioners that are on NACO. They go nationally to understand some of these projects that are coming in better and have the details behind them, so that when there was previous examples, say in Georgia, that are similar projects, well, we have commissioners that go learn about those problems, those fallacies, and they can bring it back with an honest position. And it's just a matter of communicating. And I think communication is where I'm going to actually be a really strong advocate for the commission, because I'm really effective with talking to people face to face and on social medias. Facebook is a great place to see where I'm thinking and what I'm thinking and have a good conversation with me. I'm easy to reach.
This is what it says on your website. You are for, and I'm reading this here, folks, this is just about the greatest paragraph I've ever seen a local, I won't say politician, local person running for office has ever written. This is what Micah is for. Controlled and responsible growth that safeguards Lyon County's cherished rural character, vital water resources, and quality of life, while welcoming sustainable opportunities and development that support our traditional way of life, agriculture, heritage, and long-term community stability. Wow. Where have you been?
Right here.
No, I mean, why,
right here in
Yerington. Why couldn't you be in Reno? That is the attitude. That is the perfect right attitude. Make
well,
it sustainable.
You.
And I love the part where you talk about support our traditional way of life.
Well, that's my ethos. You know, it's servant leadership that our history deserves, but our future can count on. You know, it's the idea that we can respect where we have been and what we have gone through and learn from that. But we have to have future valuations intact. We have to be planners that can usher these projects in, because we need them, but they need to come in a respectful, conscious capitalism format.
So what do you think of this place?
I'm so excited. You know, this
Valleywide Co-op Country Store in Yerington. What does it mean for local shopping?
Well, for me, I've been here my whole life, like we said, but this was IFA when I was growing up. I got my first pair of boots here. My daughters got their first cowboy hats and boots here. I also put a fire out here before it was owned by Bill Chenet. So I've actually been a structured firefighter on entry in that building. And to see it come back is what it was to
it's
me.
Gorgeous it's gorgeous in there.
It's almost nostalgic. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm just excited. And I was here for the ribbon cutting too, because I'm the president for the chamber. And we got so many events going on this weekend, today in particular. There, you look at the calendar. I was up in Weed Heights helping with the off-road society doing stuff, because they got desert cleanups. We had our opening ceremonies. My son's playing baseball, so I had to get over there and support him, and then getting back here so I could have a good conversation with you.
You bought your daughter's first pair of boots here.
Yeah, boots and cowgirl
hats. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is so Yarrington.
Yeah.
I love it. And so these people who open this store, they know what they're doing.
They do, yeah.
It's spotless in there. The prices are great. Today it's 20% off most everything. Okay, so why do events like this show that Lyon County is really wide open arms for business, and we're talking sustainable business that keeps the character of the town?
Well, a business like this definitely supports the way of life, because when we talk about how folks live out here, I know more people who have hens in their backyard than people who don't. So when you look at a livestock store coming in, it's always a benefit. And when we talk about the capitalism, this is microeconomics that's sustainable in the sense of helping with the ad valorem tax and the sea tax, and those are things that help the fire district and the school district. So any business that comes in and wants to contribute, and this group does. We had Lex next to no time to get set up for this grand opening, but it's one of the more successful ones I've ever gotten to attend.
So you're moving on from firefighting. You're also developing a smartphone app.
I am. Yeah, I haven't talked too much in public about it, but yeah, I'm developing a phone app called Townie. And the idea is to help communities collaborate better. So we have
Is it working now?
It's not up yet. I'm still in development. I got a new project manager, and we're still working on it. We're working out some kinks before we fly it. But the idea is wherever, whenever, always a local.
I asked you when you came over how you see yourself. What would you call yourself? You're not a firefighter anymore. You said public servant.
I'm a public servant, yeah.
All right. Not a politician.
No, sir.
Not not future commissioner. You're a public servant.
I'm a public servant. Even if I get the title commissioner, like, that position, just like any other political position, should be one that has a servant's heart for doing things for the community that they're representing.
Well, we kind of got in a deep conversation, because I told Micah that this is my attitude toward life right now. We're all servants. You know, we're also, that's one of the teachings from Jesus, that we're all servants, down to the guy who picks up your garbage cans outside.
Absolutely.
And everything. If you have that love in your heart to be a public servant, you love that job, no matter how menial it is. There's
Absolutely.
No room for attitude in what could I be that's better or
right.
make more money.
Right.
This is deep in your heart.
It truly is.
This servant thing.
Yeah, no, it truly
is. So tell me about Jesus in the desert.
Jesus in the desert. Well, you know, I like to discuss his fasting for 40 days and 40 nights out there. And he was tempted to turn a stone into a loaf of bread. And he turned it down. He says, man doesn't live on bread alone, but on the word of God. And, you know, you fast forward in the Bible a little bit, and he's giving the sermon on the mountain, and you got a kid with a basket of fish and bread and a whole bunch of hungry people. And they'd only been there since morning, so it's only lunchtime, but everybody's hungry. Well, Jesus went ahead and multiplied all of that food to feed the crowd. And the message there is miracles don't happen when you're doing it for yourself. They happen when you're doing it for everybody else. And I think that's the real heart here, is how can I help collaborate to bring people together so that we have that common mission and vision, and we're doing things that are positive for the community at large.
This is Micah Triplett. He is running for Lyon County Commissioners, District 5. You have, I think, four people in the race, right?
Yes, sir.
You're up against politicians.
I am.
Let's see if a non-politician can trump that in this upcoming election. I'm going to be watching this. Okay, now what about your education? I mean, you were a firefighter at EMS, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, certified by that. What qualifications do you have for, like, looking at the books?
Right. No, so my first degree was fire science and government administration. I fully intended on being a fire chief someday, and I felt like God had a different plan. But I have pretty strong background in financial economics. I'm just wrapping up a second undergraduate in financial economics literally next week. I'm graduating with honors. So studying macro and microeconomics has been the foundation of my education for the most recent years, and it makes me an avid researcher too. So when We have complicated projects coming in. You heard my background in building construction. I've been working with the building department here since I was 13. So,
and now you're in the planning.
And now I am. I'm on the Yerington City's Planning Commission, and I help usher in projects. We just did a temporary use permit for the mine, the Pumpkin Hollow Mine, to open back up. And all of these things are being done with really good concern for our demographic. You know, every one of us can look behind us and see some old mine tailings. Well, now we can hold accountable for these businesses that they're actually getting the bond market or the bonds in place prior to their efforts to work, so that the cleanup is guaranteed to happen in 30 years or 14 years, which is the timeline on this next mine.
You're a young guy who decided to stay in town. Why is Yerington a great place to live? And because of this love you have of Yerington, you don't want to change it at all. But what makes this a great place to live?
Well, you know, Yerington, I might be biased. I care about the whole county. I should clarify that. Every community definitely has.
That's right. Yeah.
I really do. But Yerington, for me, I stay here because my parents are here. My grandparents were here. My grandpa on my, this is kind of a funny joke. I always joke about this, but my mom's dad started the church over the Baptist church back in the 60s. And then my dad's dad came and opened a bar in Mason. So I always joke that, you know, if I go to Grandpa Everett's house for a drink on Saturday, go to church, Grandpa Chisholm's house on Sunday morning, get cleaned up. No, it's a joke. But for me, it's a matter of knowing the community, knowing the five-generation families. I'm a multi-generational Nevada myself, mm-hmm. not five gens. I'm not keeping up with certain folks that are really qualified locally. But I
think four gen is where we draw the line.
Yeah, no, I don't know, man. I got nieces and nephews out here. So for me, it's a future valuation. I want the opportunity. I've got a daughter who's a school nurse at the intermediate school. I want my other daughter to have opportunities here in town too. So when I look at opportunity, I mean, we have to have an anchor company because market multipliers come from that. When we have a good anchor company, we have little businesses like this one that we're celebrating today come in, and that provides jobs, that provides opportunity, and that gives my 18-year-old kid an opportunity to stay here and learn here. And I believe we're going to be able to get some apprenticeships through some of these projects for teens, and that's a demographic.
That's a huge thing.
And you pointed it out early in our conversation. Why did you stay here? Well, I stayed here because I love it, and I did leave for a little bit. I went to Mammoth and snowboarded for a year and a half, but I came back home because it's just, there's no place like home. Call me Toto.
You're right. You know, as a Lyon County Commissioner, you would also serve Fernley.
Right.
What do you think of Fernley?
Fernley's had some rapid expansion, you know. So I'm endorsed by the professional firefighters up there, North Lyon Fire Protection District. Their IFF members are one of my endorsers, and it's because I have that background and I understand that is a real risk up there for them. The rapid expansion is outpacing their emergency response. And you can see how the roads are starting to clog up from the USA Parkway expansion.
You're kidding.
Yeah, you're probably going to feel that on the way home.
No,
well,
I know.
Not today.
I believe me,
actually,
man.
It's Saturday. You
I
might
see
actually
it every morning.
It.
But it's ridiculous.
But that infrastructure up there is rapidly outpacing, or excuse me, that growth is rapidly outpaced the infrastructure. And the same thing happened in Dayton. And fortunately, Congressman Amaday was able to bring a couple million dollars back to help some of the sewer projects in Dayton. We have an excellent commissioner helping work in that area. Mm-hmm. So we do have different districts, but we all need to be aware of the SWOT, the strengths,
right,
weaknesses, opportunities, and threats of each community. And
I
made it a point to deal with that.
Yeah, you're a Republican.
Yes, sir.
What's last question?
Okay.
First time running for office. What is the one thing that surprised you most, or you didn't know about until you started running for office? What was the surprise to you about what this process is like?
I think the amount of information that we have to submit to the Secretary of State. I think that part caught me off guard a little bit, and I'm fine exposing whatever. I don't got nothing to hide. Yeah. But I think what it did is. In debate, right, you get a lot of people who are like, oh, that commissioner's being paid off by that big project. I'm like, no, they're probably not, because the amount of information they're delivering to the Secretary of State is being scrutinized. So there's really no chance that I can see for anybody to do any nefarious activity. So you get those questions like, mm-hmm. oh, are you going to just be bought by this business? It's impossible. I don't see how you could.
What do you want to end or get rid of in Lyon County?
The siloed nature of the communities. I want to see the communities coming together and being more collaborative. And
that's tough to do now.
It certainly is.
Darn smartphone.
Well, the needs are different. Every community has different needs. And I think if we came together as a county and overlapped all the need assessments, we could be more evaluative of certain risks to certain areas being higher priority And it's just a matter of setting some pride aside a little bit to make the pride more about what do we all have in common versus what do we have that's different. So what are the common grounds? We all know, like, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. We all need food, shelter, and water. We all need community. So how do we make those things happen at a commission level? Well, we're tied in by some rules. Obviously, a commissioner can't save the world, but we can make good decisions based on the legislation that outlines what we can do, and we can be effective communicators so the community knows what's coming and how to deal with it.
You're a good man.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're a good man. What's your website?
My website's real simple if you can spell my name, but it's micahtriplett.com, and it's just micahtriplett.com, micahtriplett.com. I'm real easy to find on Facebook. That's where most of my community engagement comes from. If I'm not meeting you in person, I'm going to try to answer your questions online. And I'm just fine being held accountable for the things that I put on there. Like, read me like a book. I have nothing to hide.
All right, my friend. Best of luck to you.
Hey, thank you so much for your time.
So good to be. Yeah, I'll shake your hand. There you go. Nice belt buckle.
You know, I earned that.
Firefighters.
One.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a gift from my brothers at East Fork.
That's sweet.
I'm proud.
All right,
to wear
Micah,
it.
We'll be watching you, my friend. Micah Triplett for District 5, Lyon County Commission. I'm John Potter, live and local, here for another 40 minutes at the Valleywide Country Store, which Micah, what was this before again?
This was IFA, and then at one point Bill Cheney owned it, and I forget what he called it, but it's been locally.
And the Shalanda sauce or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
it's easier to say.
Yeah, Valleywide.
Valleywide Country Store, 15 U.S. Highway 95 alternate, Yerington. Fill up the gas. It's the cheapest gas in the state, and get a $3 full meal, and we're giving away a Traeger grill. Sign up, don't have to be present to win all sorts of stuff. 20% off just about everything inside the store. 1595 alternate Yerington. This sale goes on till 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm John Potter, live and local. Back shortly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:23.
Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello, friends. John Potter, live and local at the grand opening of Valleywide Country Store here in Yerington. Put it in your phone, 15 U.S. Highway 95 alternate. And you're here, and it's a great time with just the greatest weather. Talking to people during the breaks, what are people talking about now?
Hey, John, what do you think of that Swalwell guy?
And the governorship of California race in the big primary. There's a lot of Democrats in that race, and I'm not all that interested in California politics. But the deal is that when Swalwell was useful to the greater Democrat cause, they let him. They let him, an alleged rapist, do what he would. He was fine. He was their hero. They didn't give two hoots in hell about the fact that he may have sexually attacked this woman and other women. They care about what butters their political bread, and when he became an obstacle to what they wanted politically in that California gubernatorial race, they all just started caring. They produced these women, the stories came out, and he went away. And that's good. That should happen. But it should have happened 6 years ago. It did not happen over that time frame, and you know why it did not happen over that time frame. And providing cover for this now accused rapist because he politically serves you, that doesn't strike me as being the act of a lot of character, if you know what I mean. Mondami in New York City this week marked 100 days that he has been mayor of New York City. And he said again that he is a socialist and he will proudly lead New York City forward. I predict he will lead New York City downward. Socialism is absolutely opposite to the United States of America. Freedom in the marketplace is maybe the most crucial freedom of all. If you may not earn and keep what you have produced, then you are in no way free. And socialism takes control of what you make away from you, gives it to the government, or as Mondami likes to say, the collective. And one more thing, the Buffalo Bills, my team. Can you believe, you'll probably find this in the internet, can you believe the Buffalo Bills, who are building their new stadium and selling off parts of their old one, Highmark Stadium, the Bills are trying to sell a $5,000, 8-foot-long used urinal like a trough. And believe me, I seen many Buffalo Bills games, and I did use that trough, I'm ashamed to say. But that's all they had there. Well, now, with the new stadium, they're selling off parts of the old one. The trough, this group urinal, is $5,000. It's 8 feet long. It's used. Oh, yeah, it's used. $5,000. Will they take payments? Maybe I need to talk to my wife about this. I don't. John Potter, live here for another half hour. Come by and say hi. I would love. I've been looking forward to this for weeks, to meet our Lyon County listeners. And I'm looking at real estate here. Valleywide Country Store, 1595 Alternate in Yerington, where you can find gas, according to Gas Buddy, for $3.87 a gallon. And at the Maverick here, $3.99. I got my Maverick card. I get 2 cents off that. It's a sweet town, and we have great deals. It will fill you up for lunch for $3. Giving away the Traeger grill soon. And the kids have a huge bounce house and face painting and fishing and everything you could imagine. And everything you can imagine is inside this store, Valleywide Country Store in Yerington. We're going to break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft right now. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 11:30.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Okay,
news,
all right.
Talk, truth.
Okay. John Potter here, broadcasting live in Lyon County. Yerington, come out here and celebrate the grand opening of your new Valleywide Country Store. Go 15 U.S. Highway 95 Alternate. Maybe you'll pass by some gas stations selling regular for under $4 a gallon. No kidding. Bring the whole family, join your neighbors, kids' activities, great prices. Special grand opening sale is 20% off store-wide. Valleywide now serving up a $3 taco meal deal. That's tacos, beans, rice, drink. All proceeds benefiting local Future Farmers of America, who have a table set up. And kid talking to kids here. And the 4-H clubs, don't miss it. It's on till 2 today. Valleywide Country Store grand opening now in progress. 15 U.S. Highway 95 Alternate. And they are proud. This is their first Nevada country store. Very proud to be a part of this community. And they can't wait to celebrate. They're all excited to celebrate with you. Yes, Craig?
I was just going to say that it is... we've had, I want to say, literally 80 cars come in and out of the parking lot in the past hour alone.
And the parking lot handles it.
Yes, exactly. I mean, there's a lot of people here. There's the food truck. They've got the bounce house, face painting, and all the other stuff going on. FFA has a trailer or has a spot. The building is immaculate inside. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So many things caught my eye in there. They have tons of Yeti stuff. That's the greatest outdoor equipment. Everything they make, Yeti, is inside. They have great cat food here. See, that's me. I'm the only one who notices things like this.
Well, they do have a 50-pound bag of cat food. I saw a couple of them leave here.
It's 20% off.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I like that massive 5-foot-tall fan. I want to blow that in the studio in Reno.
Oh.
I'd have fun with that. What else did I see? Camping equipment, gardening supplies. How do they get that all into this building?
I know. it's like Hermione's purse from Harry Potter. It's bigger on the inside than you can see on the outside.
You could say that about all Potters.
Oh, that's true.
All right.
All right.
Don't start me.
No, we're not.
So, April, you did your taxes, right?
Yeah.
Don't tell me. You're getting a refund, right?
Yep.
Oh, damn. I don't know what went wrong. First off, I was being nostalgic, and somebody came up and said, John, I remember how it was in Reno on April 15th when the IRS office, they set up tents and gave out donuts, and people would drive up on the 15th and hand them their return, and the IRS agent would put it in the bin and give them a keychain or something. And there was Wild Bill Cody, yeah, Palmer Stewart broadcasting live. And then the post office on Vassar would be open till midnight, and you would have the IRS agents taking your return at the post office, and the TV reporter would be on there, and they'd be saying, oh my gosh, look at the line of cars out here. And it was only
the 11 o'clock live shot was from the post office.
Yes, yes. It was a celebration in a way that only Reno could do. It was amazing. It was so community. It was only we could do tax day like that. But now you don't even send your taxes in to somebody in Reno. It goes to what? Ogden, Utah.
The massive data processing center for the West Coast.
And we get no free donuts on tax day.
No.
You know, life is wins and losses, kids. And I was, speaking of returns, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, I was expecting that maybe this big, beautiful bill might get me some more money from our tax return. First of all, you do your own taxes,
yeah,
right? We don't. We don't do our taxes ourselves. Kathy has a wonderful accountant, but she retired, sold her practice, so I found somebody else. And I'm sure I could never figure out how to do taxes myself. I know you're going to tell me, oh, it's so easy. Not for me.
I do it all online through TurboTax. Not as a plug for TurboTax, but they make it. It was super simple. I literally took 15 minutes to do it and file it with electronically.
Well, see, I need hand-holding, and I need that layer of security. I have a big fear. I am certain that someday the IRS is going to kick down my door and say, I'm sorry, you didn't cross this and sign that, and now you have to go to federal prison with Harvey Weinstein.
I heard somebody say the other day, I don't know who it was, that the IRS returned a return because the preparer didn't sign it.
That was me.
That was,
yeah. He knows. He knows what he did. So we had to leave him. I have another accountant now. And so, you know, there are people in my life that I know I'm going to cross. I can't avoid it. There are people in life who are going to hate me, but I do not ever want to cross the IRS. I do not ever want the IRS mad at me. And so we very happily take all of our stuff. Here's everything. We put it in the box. We give it to the new accountant, and we say, please figure this out for us. But with this big, beautiful bill, I was thinking, hey, this year, you know, there's things for seniors in this, and we're in the money. This is going to be good. I'm excited. And then the accountants did their accounting stuff, and I don't know what the deal is, but we, this year, we owe the federal government money, whereas everybody I've talked to is getting a nice refund. I've always gotten a nice refund for many, many years. And yet, now I know smart people are thinking, hey, John, that's not very bright. You see, you gave the government this no-interest loan. Yeah, well, I will just say to you, listen, I used to live in a rooming house with one shared bathroom after college. I'm from upstate rural New York. Maybe I'm not that bright. All I know is that a tax return is money that comes to me, and I like it when money comes to me. And if my tax refund is functionally nothing more than a zero interest savings account, it's okay, because money comes to me at the end. But not this year. I'm going to have to call Trump after the show and find out exactly what is going on here. It's a weird deal, but I am still very happy to take the box to the accountants and say, could you figure this out, please? Because, again, I would screw this up, and I would have to go to prison and share a cell with P. Diddy and Weinstein very, very bad. But, you know, tying in with that, something else this week, and he did time the visit around tax return day, President Trump visited Nevada. though I do cringe when I have to call Las Vegas, Nevada. He left just yesterday after an overnight trip in Vegas, where he hosted a roundtable on no taxes on tips in Las Vegas. He called Vegas the, quote, birthplace of no tax on tips. Governor Lombardo did not appear. Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony did and spoke about his work to boost tourism statewide. President Trump said Las Vegas has the largest concentration of hospitality workers who work on tips, along with being the birthplace of no taxes on tips. Now, here's something interesting. Actually, Las Vegas was the birthplace of taxes on tips, thanks to Senator Harry Reid. And again, we promise to you no Las Vegas lawyer commercials on our show. Because as I've always thought this and said this, Las Vegas is not really Nevada. Yet wonderful places directly to our west, like Truckee and Auburn, Grass Valley, Nevada City, Lincoln, Marysville, Placerville, Apple Hill, Susanville, Quincy, the Russian River Valley, are not really California. Our Nevada border should stretch west, not south. Tonopah is where I would draw the line and take it west from there. Who's with me? Northern California wants this too. Is that state of Jefferson proposal still alive? I think they were close in 2014 or somewhere around there. They don't want San Francisco. We don't either. We're going to take our final break. Come by for the grand opening of Valleywide Country Store. All the tents are making everybody happy here. There's free this and free that. Soon we're giving away the Traeger grill. Don't have to be present to win. Just sign up for it. Get yourself a nice $3 lunch from El Yusa Tacos. They're here giving you tacos, rice and beans, and a drink for $3. Everything, just about everything, in the store is 20% off from now until 2 p.m. this afternoon. Okay, going to take our final break. I'm John Potter, live and local from Valleywide Grand Opening 15, U.S. Highway 95 alternate Yarrington on 99.1 and 92.5 FM Talk, 92.3 FM Talk. I get punchy in the last 20 minutes. FM News Talk time, 11:46.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
Absolutely the most perfect day outside I've seen in some time, at least here in Lyon County. That's where we are. I'm John Potter, broadcasting live at the Valleywide Country Store grand opening. Going through the list here, I missed out talking about what the kids get, and that is the big bounce house. That thing is massive. Also, temporary tattoos, coloring area for kids while you shop, rubber ducky fishing tank with prizes. Tents all over the place, still parking available if you pull in right now. That's me. Hi. Oh, come on over, man. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
You thought that was John Potter?
I never met you, only by your voice.
But you thought him was John Potter?
I just saw the first person walked out.
Well, I was holding the microphone up, so he...
Oh, my
actually,
God.
Fast just to say hi to you. 5 minutes, I left my bank in Gardnerville, and I mashed out here just to say hi to you.
I appreciate that, my friend. You live in Yarrington?
No, I live in Gardnerville.
Oh, do you really?
Sunny from the Trump store.
Oh, no. Oh, you're Sunny. Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi and meet you.
My wife and I are going to Gardnerville tomorrow. Do you ever go to Eddy Street in Gardnerville? I don't know. The ladies are crazy about this place. It's like this big old house that they turned into some fancy knick-knack store. All I know is that I got to bring a lot of money. So, anyway, you still live in Gardnerville?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you closed the Trump store. Sonny, come over here. What are you going to do now?
I just buy and sell classic cars for myself, but I'm actually looking for work, but there's not really good paying jobs in Gardnerville. So,
Paul Hedgehog, our Secretary of War. That movie was just what I needed last night. Critics didn't like it. Wasn't nominated for anything Oscar. Too lowbrow for Hollywood, but not for Joe and Mary America in Middle America and Northern Nevada, the real America. I just have this incredibly higher respect for Top Gun, not really for the movie, but for the men and women who serve in Fallon at the Air Force Base at Creech Air Force Base outside Vegas, Hawthorne, the test site. That's who I wish our media and our politicians would stand up for and not keep quoting what the Iranian dictator has to say and his opinion of our president. Okay, I got more political than I thought at the Valleywide Country Store. The address is 15 U.S. Highway 95 Alternate in Yerington. This grand opening party is all free, and it's going on until 2 o'clock this afternoon. 20% off virtually everything inside that store, and that is quality stuff. Yeti merchandise, camping, gardening, ranching, farmer things inside, and neat just things to have around the house, all indoors, this brand new store, Valleywide Country Store. So I want to thank everybody for coming out. It was great meeting you all. We're going to be in the Reno studio back again, live and local on Saturday, 9 to noon. Phil, thank you so much for your efforts out there running the show from Carson City. And thanks. What did you say about the gas prices? What did you find? Because you're in North Valleys.
Yeah, it's $5.09 at the 7-Eleven by my place.
I guess the question is, do we wait? Because oil prices made a 15% drop, I heard. Do we wait to fill up? Or I'm here in Yerington. I was all set on filling up, but I think they're about ready to make some good, well-deserved drops in the near future.
Unfortunately, I've heard gas goes up like a rocket and down like a feather.
Okay. And you never know what the Neanderthals in Iran are going to do next. So I think I'm going to go fill up. I'm going to hit my Maverick. Folks, come on by. It's going on till 2 o'clock. Valleywide Country Store Co-op with a $3 lunch. Free bounce house, free this and that, giving away the Traeger Grill before 2 o'clock this afternoon. Get your name in. Don't have to be present to win. I'm John Potter, live and local. See you again next Saturday. Love you all. Fox News is next. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 11:58. Thanks, Greg.